Whenever I set up justgoodstuff.ie, I would have been absolutely lost at sea without Shopify. Starting your own business or product can be completely overwhelming. When I discovered Shopify, it made my life so much easier. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Mark Megan's Roast Mortem. Thanks to the Brehon Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. See thebrehon.com.
Welcome back to the Roast Mortem. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Guys, how's it going? Very quick message from our sponsors before we begin today's show. As you know, this podcast, The Roast Mortem, is sponsored by the Brehon Hotel and Spa in Killarney, which I have, as all of you will be aware, I have been a major, major fan of the Brehon ever since the exact date they started the sponsorship. You know, and the fandom extends as long as the sponsorship. Nevertheless, guys, the Brehon Hotel is absolutely stunning. As you know, I've been down there a lot already. Whenever we went on tour, we stayed there. It's been absolutely magical working with them. I have been given a code, Mark20, which was devised by Alan Turing's ghost. It's real top tier. They got 3 brain bods from the Pentagon over. They flew them into Killarney. Brilliant.
Killarney. Welcome back to Killarney. Welcome back to Killarney.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Are you very welcome to Killarney?
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Very welcome to Killarney.
No, you're lost
gone.
It. You're lost. Gone. We went from Killarney to Calcutta very quickly there. Nevertheless, no. You're very welcome to Killarney. The Brehon Hotel and Spa and Killarney have given me a code, Mark20, for you to use. You get 20% off your entire stay. So, as in like the room. Let's not be... I had 4 steaks and Mark said, no, he didn't say that. Read the fine print before you make any form of transaction with the business, okay? Ring them up or book online, use the code Mark20 and you get 20% off. If you're speaking to them, just say you listen to the podcast and they will give you the discount. It's absolutely fab. They've got a huge job has been done on the bedrooms. They've got the Anu Spa with the Lima's products. There's the golf simulator called Par 72. There's the residence bar called one of the few bars that I would actually be comfortable sitting in, by the way.
Yeah, very true.
Just because they've got an unreal, like, non-alcoholic cocktail menu. And it's just a lovely, lovely vibe.
A little walk down. It's kind of nice and tranquil. It's
yeah, curious. And the they've got a very, very sort of lackadaisical bar woman. So every time she turns her back, I'm sucking on the kegs.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Just direct from the keg.
Just direct, straight from the teat. Nevertheless, you are very welcome back to the Roast Mortem. Guys, we're here. We're here and we have a situation on our hands. If you are new to the podcast, it's really, really good to have you with us. All you have to do in return for this incredibly free and interesting content is click follow wherever you get your podcast. Do me a huge solid. Click follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you're listening, and you'll get 2 episodes in your RSS feed every single week free of charge. Apparently, and by the way, the algorithmic pleas are the most desperate. I'm aware of that. I hate that. I'd happily plug my own shows or merchandise all day, but whenever you have to plea to sort of dance the musical dance that the fucking big platforms ask you to dance, it's demeaning and it's degrading, but that's the game. Nevertheless, if you could just click follow wherever you listen to your podcast and or leave a comment under this episode, let us know if you're Team Bride or Team Mark. That would be greatly appreciated because that's feeding the beasts and whatnot. However, we're here. And we're here because we have an issue on our hands.
We do.
For those of you unfamiliar, I'm going to start at the beginning. We're going to go through this chronologically. And I also have a bit of news, but we're going to wait. And it's not, don't worry, it's not about me. It's not another live show. The live shows are sold out. That's all been finished, okay? Brilliant. So you're all good. But I have a bit of news in the context of this story.
Okay.
Something has evolved, okay, shall
exciting.
I say.
Okay.
However, let's start at the beginning, okay? The other night, I was doing my roast of scorned exes, and I got this message at 21:12. Mark, not related to tonight's box, but can you see what your followers think about nightmare brides? Friend of ours getting married in August in Northern Ireland has asked for cash instead of presents as gift. That's fair enough. But now she's asking for the money from guests now to go towards car she wants for the summer. I don't feel right handing over money 3 months out for a wedding on Revolut towards a car purchase. Nobody wants to say it to her because she can be difficult, but I don't want to pay it.
Okay.
So when I received that, I was just initially like, well, yeah, the bride's insane.
Totally.
Outrageous. Put it up on my stories. What I couldn't believe then, and it, this is what we're getting into with this debate, is the sheer volume of people who thought that this was perfectly reasonable.
Really?
Like, they were like, what's the problem?
What?
Oh, you're giving her the money anyway.
Like,
so sorry, what's your instinctual response to her message first?
It's completely and utterly out of the question. Unacceptable. Like, Michael's no world.
Like, Michael's getting married in 1 month, right?
Yeah.
So, you would never...
No, and for so many reasons.
Have you specified a guest list or a wish list or anything?
No.
I don't think you mentioned it at all.
No.
As in, like, formally, there's no...
And anyone we've spoken to, like, we are in a unique situation. Because we're doing a foreign wedding, there is absolutely no expectation for presents.
Mm.
So, like, it's not even a conversation we would, you know, even go towards. If anyone wants to...
So do you think there's less of an onus on people because you're doing a foreign one?
Well, I do think if people are making the extra effort to, you know, travel and take the extra steps, as with a destination wedding, I think it would take a fairly hard neck to then expect presents as, you know,
yeah,
as per or in line with an Irish wedding.
And is it intentional that you had the same plan for both the stag and the wedding?
Sorry?
Doing a foreign one. Because you said the same thing before you flew to Belarus that weekend.
Stop doing that.
With your dad and six uncles. Lubed up for the gill. No. Yeah, off to do a foreign. Okay, nevertheless. So yeah, I would agree with you. I would completely agree with you.
And sorry. If people are, whether it's a foreign or Irish wedding, are good enough to give you a present, you can absolutely not.
Now, I will say this, by the way.
Yeah.
And at the risk of sounding like an absolute materialistic madman with the vacuous spirit and all the rest, we did have a couple of people who just never gave us a gift for our wedding.
Really?
Just showed up, never gave us a gift. And I mean, like, that's, I guess it's, you do remember it. Like,
oh, you do.
And particularly because, for the most part, I know the context of the people who didn't, and it's not for a second like that they are not in, they don't have the means, because that's an entirely separate thing. And at the end of the day, you're inviting somebody just to come to your wedding; they don't need to bring a gift. But I do find it strange that a couple of people just nothing. Now, one of those people I don't, they've sort of drifted anyway, but...
I think that will happen with those relationships.
Yeah.
That's kind of indicative of it.
Yeah,
but. Okay, the reality is, in a wedding today, there is kind of somewhat of an unspoken, you know.
There's an Okay, here, the way that I'll answer it is this. I would never show up to a wedding empty-handed.
No.
Or, no, excuse me. I frequently show up to weddings empty-handed and then make my apologies and say that I'll blah, 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 and then I drop the card in the following week.
Yes. I'm terrible for getting cards, like, the morning over the day before.
Yes. Okay, so this is the lay of the land. This is the friend of the bride. I went to bed that night, Sunday night, and then I woke up to a barrage of messages. Like, a barrage of messages saying that I was completely overreacting and all the rest. And to start the debate today, I'm going to kick off with this message I received. Because this one, for me, is the most astounding of them all. Well, one of them.
Okay.
But sure, you'd be giving the money away anyway. I would way prefer to give it earlier, being honest. Paying less out on the day then. Wedding days for guests are expensive if you're getting your hair and makeup done, petrol, diesel, multi-car approach there. Well, if you're, yeah, I mean, petrol and diesel.
You shouldn't use
so those. You're driving the moped down as far as the M7, then you're swapping over to the jet ski, and then we'll take the Ford Honda. The old Ford Honda Megan, known as motor knowledge there. Do you know what I mean? Sorry, so you're getting your hair, makeup done, petrol, diesel, accommodation if you're staying over, babysitters, drink, bag of snacks for the church.
Oh.
That is the most outrageous con. This is almost more outrageous than the bride wanting money for a car. Are people allocating budgets for bags of snacks for the church?
It's a line item now.
By the way, it's like a marriage ceremony at worst is 50 minutes. It's not Ramadan. Do you know what I mean? It's not like you're in the synagogue, you know, because some of the synagoguean services are like 3.5 synagoguean.
Oi, man. Oi. Oi. Some of the synagogue. That's
Mazel tov.
Hey, boys, Mazel tov. He's a super mensch, this guy. This, no, you got to go down to, wherever is he? The guy in Klansky. No, that's a mosque. Not a.
Let's not get into the other religions, yes, okay? We've got enough to deal with on our own. If we have one.
Oh.
Not particularly this religion. This podcast doesn't align with any sect, denomination, nomination.
Oh, oh, there we
anyway,
go.
Anyway, okay. Bag of snacks for the church. How hungry are you?
Wow.
What is this? This isn't a pantomime. Do you know what I mean? You're not watching a 90s television presenter try and reinvent their career and say they're doing panto for the love of it, even though they don't get gigs. Do you know what I mean? I've just always had a love for the panto.
It's a real buckle this side.
You got kicked off Celebrity Big Brother after week two. You don't have a washer.
Aladdin's my dream role.
I've always wanted to play the genie's lamp. Ooh, do you know what I mean? you know, growing up north, Jack and the Giant Beanstalk. Well, 2 years ago, you were releasing a skin cream. Do you know what I mean? Now you're in Blackpool doing the matinee. It's over. It's over. You've gone from Graham Norton's couch to literally
sleeping on a couch.
There we go. Thank you. Do you know what I mean? Nevertheless, bags of snacks for the church. Grant, so you're walking in. Hiya, Father. How are you? Would you fancy some millions?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Packet of M&Ms? Preposterous.
Throwing them at the reader.
The service isn't that long.
It's not.
If it was Uncle Ben's rice, at least there'd be a halfway house of throwing the rice and eating the rice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it'd if it's an Asian Irish wedding, you'd be making the cultural connection there as well. Asians like rice. That is just a fact, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not like, oh, they're over there giving me Chinese burns. Then it would be a problem.
Okay.
I've often said the Chinese have gotten done so dirty.
They have.
The Chinese burns. I've never had a Chinese person grab my wrist like that.
No.
Chinese whispers. I've never known an Asian man to gossip. Genuinely. Chinese burns, Chinese whispers.
Yeah.
It's just insane. The Chinese have been done so dirty.
They have.
Anyway, so I'm pro-Chinese in this pod.
Good man.
So you've got your bags of snacks. Sorry, you've got the baby scissors and the drink and the bag of snacks at the church. Like, are you pre-drinking in the back of pew 54 having a nagging? What do people think weddings are? And I know I'm not like, you know, the most pious of individuals. But at the same time, it is a religious ceremony. And don't get me wrong, I don't give a shit if you're not Christian or if you're not Catholic.
Of course.
But you wouldn't behave like that in a mosque.
No.
You wouldn't be going in with a bacon sarnie, keeping the Doc Martin size fives on. If you wouldn't.
I know you wouldn't.
Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't insist on keeping the old Nike Air Max.
Can't do it these days.
Yeah, no, I'm just not religious. Yeah. People are you know what I mean? Anyway.
Also, sorry, can I just say, this person has a very wild understanding of what inflation is. Like, paying before the wedding isn't going to save you any money. It's money spent.
This is just an outgoing. Yeah. Talking about, well, no, because if I pay it now and then I'm paying less. No, but you're still paying it.
Yeah, it's the same money.
I'm just concerned at the levels of transaction. Do you know what?
Yeah.
Let's just hear from her straight for herself.
All right.
She's entering the debate.
Oh, I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for your first entrance to the debate? That's us wanking. No, it's not. Okay. Okay. Let's go. Let's go.
Coming in live from the snack house.
Okay.
Firstly, who cares about what the bride wants to spend her money on?
I do.
If she wants to buy a car, leave her off.
No. Nope.
If she wants to buy 1,000 baby bells for snacks in the church, leave her do that. Secondly, what difference does it make when you give her this money? I mean, you could give it to her next week, tomorrow, whenever. You're going to be giving it to her anyway, so it makes no difference when it actually happens. And probably cash is probably best, or Revolut. My third point that I would like to make is that if I would like to bring snacks into a church, or into any building for that matter, I don't need to be called a dope. If I would like to enjoy some nutritious, delicious treats and snacks while watching a religious event take place, be it a wedding or a baptism or whatever, I think I should be allowed to do that. And as the New Testament once said, the bride shall haveth the car, and the Catholics shall haveth their snacks while they enjoy the event.
Yo, ain't on for the fat anything, jump.
Sorry. Harry, who's that at the end? Oh, God.
MC Pat Flynn.
What the hell is that? Do we need to call the guards? Do a fucking welfare check? Is that Pat Short? In the 90s in the background there? This is going to be the moment she rings you up and goes, no, that's my son.
Delete this episode.
Yeah, delete this episode. No, that was my son. I was getting ready for his bath. He's 39. But hold on a second here. I'm still focused on the snacks here. Yeah, for a wedding or baptism or any religious ceremony. Oh, you're going to Shamo's funeral on Friday? Yeah, shocking, wasn't it? The satellite dish just fell off the roof, completely beheaded him. And apparently it took so long for the shock to actually arrive that his body was just wandering around the estate. Sorry, what's that? Someone's eating a pack of waffles. Do you know what I mean?
It's what he would have wanted.
You're not doing this at a funeral. Very sorry for your loss. Very sorry for your loss. Very, do you want a cheese string? Do you know what I mean? Very sorry for your loss. Good protein yogurt. More calories than a Mars bar, but it says protein on the front, so it has to be good for you. Do you know what I mean? Very sorry for your loss. Just throwing in the protein content. The snacks are just bananas.
There's no need for them.
You do what every couple does in the car. You get into a fight because you've left Dublin. Yeah. Then they get annoyed in the car that their hair is not the same that it was when you left the house.
Actually,
then eventually you say... Then you steady on. Steady on, fucking bra burner. As in feminism, yes. Not weight loss.
No. So.
Anyway. Works both ways. That's the genius of the garlic. Multi layers. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Again, weight loss now.
Yeah.
Onions? Nah. Yeah. But you know what I mean? You go to the car, you drive to the wedding, you get Google Maps out, even though you say, I know where the church in Nace is. Go, well, I just want to follow the maps. No, but we don't need to follow the maps because I know where we're going.
Yeah.
Cool, grand. And then you get to the church and then you get a bottle of water and chewing gum in the shop. You say, can we get some food? No, because we're going to have our lunch. And while you go, but I'm starving. We didn't even get to have a proper breakfast at home. So you get something like a Mars bar or a lovely dairy milk or something and a banana, and you eat it quickly, you have your chewing gum, you have your bottle of water, and then you go to the church. You're too early and you have to make small talk with some absolute insufferable wench that went to college with the person that you vaguely know, and how are you? Do you have a little one yourself? And you go, well, I just drink again. Would it be easier for me to just get back in the swidgeos? So that's what happens. Now, let's get into this. Her perspective is that it doesn't matter when. I would absolutely and vehemently disagree with you. My perspective on this is, right, nobody has any idea what anybody else's financial circumstances are. That is the brass tacks of it. At the end of the day, we are talking about money here. What is the leading cause of divorce in the world? Money. What is the leading cause of stress for people in the world? Money. Well, also a fear of sharks, but I am not opening up that little fucking Pandora's box or shark cage, as it were. Finances are the leading cause of stress for most people, and stress, as we all know, can affect our health. So ultimately, in this life that we call our own, money is the be-all and end-all, whether we like it or not. And it's not that it should be the be-all and end-all in terms of your source of happiness, but as Kanye used to say, having money isn't everything, not having it is, right? So money is a huge stress for people. The idea that you can just say to somebody, you're going to give us that in 3 months' time, give it out now. You have no idea where they are financially.
Completely.
Like, they could be planning and going, yeah, in August, I'm going to have certain expenses. I'm going to go to a wedding. Probably not going to buy a Tesco meal deal for the back of the mass. Do you know what I mean? Probably not going to get popcorn and a drink a la the Odeon Cinemas for 66 quid. Don't care. But, you know, you know what I mean? People map out, they plan their finances, they budget. And to suggest that somebody should just... And this is, by the way, the transactional perspective I'm talking about. Like, to suggest that they can just part with it now because they're going to part with it later, I think is unreasonable, and I think it's unfair. Secondly, because
right.
I do think that this is a multi-pronged level of being wrong, it is utterly destroying any sentiment attached. Completely. And the symbolism with giving somebody a gift on their wedding day, if I'm not mistaken, is that you are saying, A, thank you for having me and including me in the special day, of course, which is the celebration of your love. And by the way, I was very cynical when it came to getting married. I wanted to be married, but I didn't care about weddings and I don't care about wedding days. And to be honest, I still don't. I love being married more than anything, but the wedding day itself. However, when I was in the church, and I turned around and Darren's walking in the aisle. Game over.
Gone.
And I wasn't gone. I was still present.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Emotionally.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm joking. Gone off back to Belarus.
I wasn't.
Sheepa. Is this your number? Who do I get in touch with Sheepa? Anyway, they don't call themselves Sheepa in Belarus. Anyway, you know, when you're there, you're going, this is the most special moment of my life, etc. So it's the symbolism of somebody giving you a gift. It is a gesture of goodwill towards the future that you're going to share together. And I know people scoff at like house gifts or like cutlery. I love all of that. Like there's a couple of gorgeous oven dishes that we received. They're still in the wrapper there in Central Cork. No, but you know, there's a couple of things around the house that we received as wedding gifts that are absolutely of profound sentimentality.
One of my favourite gifts from my engagement was my Auntie Sheila got me some really nice towels. And I know that's silly, but like something that I wouldn't have bought for myself, really, really
that's
nice,
it.
Went out over.
And the fact that she did that only 2 days after she was fired from the leisure centre as well is incredibly kind of her.
I'm trying to be nice to
Sheila. I love going for showers in your gaff. The big old Riverview bath towel. Yeah. The neatly stacked. She's got the trolley and wheels where you just toss in your Riverview towels because Shazney has been a bit light fingered down in fucking Donnybrook again. How is Philip? Has he left her? Nevertheless, so that's my problem, is that it's completely destroying the sentimentality. And then it's just, then also the wedding day itself just becomes some sort of bartering scheme where you're sort of saying, do you know what? If you don't give me if you don't get a soup, you can add an extra $7.50 on the gift.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm
you're like some sort of gladiatorial market in Rome.
Ah.
Of course, in Roman times.
Sure.
They're not still buying and selling humans in Rome.
No, they're not doing that.
They fucking should be if you saw the queues of the Spanish Steps last time I was there. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if I do.
Mentioning a sort of...
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't make sense.
It
doesn't need to make sense, though.
No, it was good.
Yeah, it's flaunting the fact that... Do you need to clear your throat?
If you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm completely...
You're grand. No, you're grand. Okay, so that's one perspective.
Mm.
I think it's time to get another perspective.
Right, let's do it.
However, I think this is time for a world first.
Oh?
In weekly roast history.
Oh?
I think we need to get somebody on the phone. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. It's time.
Let's get the roast hotline.
Oh.
Let's get it up and running. And let's call somebody else who was on Team Bride. By the way, if you're listening to the show, will you send me a message and let me know if you're Team Bride or Team Mark? Because, again, flabbergasted at the volume of people who seem to be Team Bride.
Ask me more Team Mark.
Well, I'm also going to drop a complete bomb on you now.
Okay.
Contact has been made from the bride.
Yeah. Let's go.
One of my biggest fears when planning the tour around Ireland and figuring out the merchandise was that I wouldn't have a good vehicle to sell. But thanks to Shopify, I can use justgoodstuff.ie. I can update the website from my dressing room. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. Lindsay, how are you getting on?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
I'm very good. Are you excited to be the first ever, essentially, live line contributor that we've had on the podcast?
excited and terrified. You're probably going to eat me up.
No. Don't worry. You're in very, very safe hands. We just want to know ultimately why you have no soul. And no, I'm joking. No, okay.
Be nice.
Look, the floor is yours. Please, you aren't alone, but you are definitely in the minority to a certain degree. So I want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, but did you or did you not say last night that this seems to be a divide between certain demographics? So I think it just comes down to what generation you're from. Because you said yesterday on your Instagram stories that it seems like it's making weddings very transactional, but we have to be honest about this. They kind of are already. It seems to be like the social norm that given a casket, is not almost expected, but it is the norm these days, you know, where you have couples maybe comparing how much they're going to give to the wedding couple to make sure it's kind of enough, or they're covering their plate, usually is the general thing they do. So I think the bride in this situation is just being more transparent and modern about it, as opposed to sticking rigidly to what the tradition used to be.
So, okay, well, before we get, you know, waist deep in the anthropology of it all, but I do think I'm happy to go there with you. But let's just say me just completely rinsing you from the start. But your initial response to me about this was that you think this isn't a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you maintain that?
Yeah, 100%. I think I understand it from the perspective of, like, if you don't have the money there, like if you're not in a financially comfortable position to have the money there and give it at a moment's notice. Like, obviously, August is 3 months away and people might have different ways about going to set aside that money.
Yeah.
But, like, that's just one factor of it. But it seems to me that the person who wrote the comment into you has an issue with where the money is being spent and that she doesn't feel comfortable sending that money toward a car. But I think it doesn't matter what the money is being spent on. Is the issue here the timing of the money to be sent, or is it what the couple are spending it on?
Well, I think it's the timing. I think, and you know, I am interested in hearing more now about your perspective on the transactional element, because I don't think, okay, so it's timing. The timing is the issue that people have. Right. The fact that this is 3 months in advance, like she hasn't even sent out the invites for the wedding yet. And she's already making a very literal demand with regards to what she wants. And she's saying, just give me the money now. But, you know, do you not think that that's too transactional? You don't think that that's too black and white and too just sort of like, what's the word? Yeah, I guess transactional.
Yeah, but I think, what other way is it? Like, really, if this was the month of August, well, people are going to be sending the money anyway. So I don't really think it's transactional. And like, you can't really dress it up and put flowers around it, make it any more than it is. Like, it is literally just sending someone money for their wedding. I think the intent behind the gift is still there. Like, the purpose of a cash gift is to benefit the couple. I think it's more just the timing thing. And context is really important here. Like, is the bride demanding it from these people, or is it just a really casual kind of request? Because if it's a request, people can obviously say no, but I'd also be interested to know, like, who are these people to the bride? Because one of your followers wrote in last night, so the hen party group was quiet last night, and if these are people going on our hen, well then they're in our close circle of friends. So
yeah.
Was it a very casual conversation between friends where she's like, look, Vera, the Volvo's after giving in our last legs there, we're going to need to get a new car.
Yeah.
Anytime those of you who said you're going to give a cash gift, have it on you now to give it, because we're going to have to get a car.
Well, I can tell you, I totally hear you with regards to context, and you're absolutely right, but I can tell you that the context is that this is a car for her. It's not a family car. It's not because that they are hard up and they need access to a mobile vehicle now. Do you know what I mean? This is very much just like she wants a certain car and she wouldn't mind expediting what she believes to be the financial process of a wedding sort of gift scenario, because she wouldn't mind having this car for the summer. And I think in that regard, like, the events, the invites haven't even been sent out. So what happens if she says, oh, yeah, so I want money towards the car from every person, and then somebody says no, are they just not going to get invited to the wedding? And by the way, like, what happens if something happens and the wedding doesn't go ahead?
I mean, that's a factor with any kind of wedding that you're getting ready to, or you could go.
No, but it's not, because you're not giving. Yeah, but you're not giving it 3 months in advance, Lindsay. It's, and also if time doesn't mean anything, people are all of a sudden getting birthday blowjobs in the middle of July if their birth. No, but you know what I mean. If
it's like asking for your birthday money earlier than your birthday because you want to go and get your hair done or something. I mean, it's not uncommon know,
well, it's all 3 months. If Darren said to me, any chance of getting my birthday present a little bit 3 months in advance, I'm like, that's just a present. It's not a birthday present then.
Yeah, but I get it. And I think, I do think the context is really important. Like, if she just wants a mark for the summer, well, then she can go and hop, skip and jump. And I think her guests are in the right to say no.
Yeah.
If it's coming down to the black and white of people just have an issue with it being the timing of it, and let's say things go to plan and she does get married in August and everything's all sweet and lovely that way, well, I don't see the issue of it being the time. Like, if I was going to a friend's wedding in August and she was like, here, look, you know, the band is a little bit more expensive than we thought it would be, you'd already mentioned you're going to give a cash gift any chance you have it, I'd be like, yeah.
I think, look, if everybody, if someone's a close friend, you're always happy to like make things work. And if somebody, as I said, is stuck. But I also, to be brutally honest, if you're having a wedding and it's this bell, I think wedding culture in Ireland is completely toxic. And it's, I think it's much, much far worse for women, obviously. And the pressure put on women is just absolutely disgraceful. But like, if you're trying to sort of keep up with the Joneses and have this wedding, if it's going to get you to a position where you're asking for Revolut, you're sending Revolut requests to friends, a full fucking trimester out from the wedding, baby speak, but you know what I mean, a full like 3 months out from the wedding, I just think it's gone too far. And particularly because this isn't about, it's not like she's saying we've got this cork and millish that's a real special one because it's got my granny's ashes in it. This is literally a car.
I know. I think the whole situation of it is crazy when you think about like how people can get hell bent on just wanting a new car, or you know, if they wanted a second wedding dress because the first one wasn't like fluffy enough or something. I don't know. Like, I do think weddings in themselves have ran away. Like, people getting second invoices made with their name on it. Like, I just want to know what's on the menu. Like, I don't actually care about your initials.
Sorry, fluffy wedding dresses.
Sounds like
a Japanese kink. Come here to me. What are your thoughts on the woman eating snacks at the back of mass?
I mean, like, snack time can't be defined. If you're hungry, you're hungry.
This is just a madness. This, I don't believe it. I do not believe your words coming. Actually, I'm not serious. This is a madness.
I think snacks and mass are absolutely, like, criminal. But also, they're only giving you that sticky bread. So if you're hungry, need
sticky bread. Would you say the same if you went to a mosque? We're not bringing the Muslims into this. Come here to me. Your last message, you said that kids with crutches and stuff shouldn't be allowed to go to weddings. What's that about?
You're fucking lying.
Lindsay, you're a legend. We're going to have to let you go. Thanks for calling the show. We'll see you soon. We're going to send you out a little goodie bag as a thank you for getting on. All the best. Go on. Good luck. Bye bye. Bye. The kids on crutches. I sort of thought I was doing a prank. Halfway through, I was like, well, I just start feeding.
I love how it consecrated the Eucharist. The sticky bread.
Sticky bread. Good stuff. Religious iconography and education alive and well in the country of Era. Oh. I think it's time we have a very serious conversation about the state of snacking in this country. It's embarrassing. However, Cadbury have finally decided to cater to those of us with actual taste buds. For those of us brave enough to ask, no, do you know what? To demand more from their treats. They've launched the new Cadbury Dairy Milk Biscoff Bar. It's the collab of the century. The smooth expertise of Cadbury meets the main character energy of Biscoff. It's got that crunch, that caramelized vibe, and honestly, it's Ireland's new icon. It's love at first bite. And unlike your last three situationships, this one is actually here to stay. Grab one, try it, and stop settling for mid-tier snacks. Okay, guys, you're very welcome back to the Roast Mortem. How are you getting on? Good?
Very good.
Good. If you're just joining us for the first time, you are very, very welcome to the show. Every single week, we put out two shows. You've got the Weekly Roast, which is out every Wednesday, and the Roast Mortem every Thursday. You can get these episodes free of charge in your RSS feed. Just click follow wherever you get your podcasts, and they will show up on your Spotify or Apple podcasts every single week. If you're enjoying the show, let us know. Leave a comment below, and thank you all for listening. Now, it's time to get into it even further. I've just received another DM from somebody.
Okay.
Mark, I'm team bride. The car may be wanted as a wedding car. Maybe she needs one for appointments. It's none of your business. How is it none of the business of the person who's been asked to give the money?
That's bollocks.
I feel like I'm losing my mind here with the amount of people on Team Bride. I'm really disappointed in what I thought society was.
Well, look, I do understand, right? Around weddings, there's a lot of outgoings and you can feel under financial pressure. But this, to me, isn't a necessary...
That's not what
necessary.
This is. This is not... This is somebody having, by all accounts, a lavish wedding that they can absolutely afford. And one of them has decided that she wants a... By the way, never mind the poor fecking groom.
Mm.
That she has decided she wants a certain car and wants to expedite the money process.
No, it's crazy.
Needs them for appointments. It's definitely not that.
No, it's not.
It's not that. And also... Even if it is for appointments, I'm sorry, it's too bad. You're viewing a wedding as a guaranteed income stream, and that's where I have the problem. I have two problems. I have the problem with the timeline in terms of it being 3 months out, but I also have a problem fundamentally on a sort of borderline sentimental / spiritual basis that you are viewing the wedding day as a cash cow. That's okay, so I get paid on Thursday, then I've got my wedding then hopefully Nana will. Do you know what I mean? So there's the probate, then there's the wedding. You know, it's just very, very, I don't like the sound of it. I think it just takes all of the good out of a wedding.
I also think it changes the nature of present giving, because if you go to a wedding and give something voluntarily, that is money that after the fact they can enjoy to celebrate their union, right?
Yes.
It is not a fixed amount, because I think what it then does is it feels like the microscope is under what you're giving. Because if you ask for something in particular, it's like, oh, well, they only gave 100 or 200. And it completely changes the dynamic of giving a present.
Indeed it does. Okay, I think it's time to let some other people enter the debate. Would you agree?
Love it, yeah.
Okay, here we go. We've got a male entering the arena.
Ah.
First time hearing a male on the show today?
Yeah.
Not included. No? I don't know about that. Okay, you ready?
Go on.
Hi, Mark. I'm fully with you on this. The replies supporting, I think they're baffling. I think, like, whatever, if the odd person wants to drop over the present a few weeks early,
yeah,
I think that's fair enough. But, like, the bride asking for cash gifts 3 months out to buy a new car is outrageous. I wonder if her life partner or future life partner is aware of this. I suppose if Reddit and my asshole threads have taught me anything, they're probably completely oblivious.
Yeah, very good point.
Yeah.
The other thing I was thinking of then is, like, I'm 38 going on 39, so I'm a millennial, but I have a bit of a theory that the people that are agreeing with this are more likely Gen Zs, because, you know, they tend to be a bit more open about money and a bit more, let's call it, American, whereas, like, the millennials and above can cope with the shame of asking for money. But yeah, I suppose only you know the answer to that.
Very good points from Michael there, who is the head of search and digital PR Legacy Communications.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
Interestingly, they haven't given me any work yet, but I'm platforming him, so let's grease. If I'm greasing your palms, Micheál, show Megan some love. I'm available for paid partnerships. I've worked with Sky, you know, all these brands.
Yeah.
Nevertheless.
I just heard interesting thoughts from Michael and my heart went warm.
No, yours are all, you're just a laughter track. Anyway, I think this guy's nailed it.
Yeah.
I think he's absolutely nailed it. And now let's get to the crux of the issue. There is a discrepancy, right? And what seems to be the issue, or the most polarizing element of this, is that the majority, not all, but the majority of Team Bride are Generation Z.
Okay.
Or at least younger. They're certainly younger than me. Yeah.
There's a sliding scale.
I'm millennial, right?
Yes, I believe so.
So it's millennial, then Gen Z, is that it? Oh yeah, so I'm definitely millennial.
Yeah.
And it seems like that the people that are pro-bride and pro this sort of... You see, their market is like, oh, it's just been open. It's just been open in ways that you guys weren't. Whereas most people who are Team Mark, aka, you know, tradition, are slightly older. I completely agree with Michael on this. As in this Michael, not... Not very,
you agree with this,
very
Michael
rarely
too.
Agree with you on anything. But okay, here's another voice. Are you ready?
Yeah, go on.
The amount of people who think this is okay is, it's just what's wrong with the world right now.
Agreed.
What the actual fuck? It is not acceptable, first of all, to insist on cash gifts. It is, second of all, not acceptable to request this gift 3 months out. With only a save the date. You don't even know if you're getting a dinner.
Agreed.
No. Not appropriate. Not polite. People don't have to give you cash for your wedding.
Yeah.
You are inviting people to come and celebrate your very special day and your love with you, not to give you cash, and certainly not to demand cash in advance for a fucking car. Go to the credit union, love, now.
Yeah, I think it's very true. Just at the end there, she was getting spiced up. Sunday night, she'd had a barbecue, a couple of glasses of Sauvignon. Let's fucking stick to Okay, one more.
I feel I can't live in a world where people think this is normal. I don't know why it's aggravating me so much.
Agreed.
We can't start asking for our Christmas presents in August.
Agreed.
I can't ask for birthday presents 3 months in advance.
Agreed.
This isn't fucking normal.
Agreed.
And like I said, just get a loan like normal people and then pay back with the wedding money. Have we lost all sense of decency?
Yeah.
Oh my God, is this a fucking recession indicator?
Good question, actually. Genuinely good question.
Hi, Mark. This doesn't seem any different to me for someone registering for gifts somewhere and then people logging into the register to buy gifts months in advance.
No.
So I think it really depends on how the bride asked for it. The person didn't seem to actually say how they'd asked for it. Like if it was on the invites, the website, if they had wrote, please send us money 3 months in advance to buy a new car, then yeah, it's probably uncomfortable.
That's what it was.
But I assume people have the option to contribute earlier or not. There won't be a cut-off period for cash gifts.
Well, like, sorry, somebody suggested yesterday, let me just get this, because this is what we're dealing with, by the way, in terms of, I don't want to get too generational about this, but this is sort of, this is one of the suggestions that came in from a younger listener yesterday, right?
Mm.
Could people pay a bit now then more at the wedding to ease the burden of it? Fucking Klarna. Do you know what I mean?
A higher purchase
this
wedding.
This is just completely insane. Oh, fuck. You looking at your monthly debits. Okay, yeah, Sky, yeah, Wi-Fi, yeah, cleaner. You know what I mean? $17.50 going out to cleaner for 19 months after the wedding. This is, and you might know my boy, De Roche Mall levels.
It's been a while.
It's been absolutely ages since then, because this is, pay a bit now, fucking.
You can't have APR in a wedding.
This is banal. Ah, no, to be fair to Cleaner, she gives great interest rates.
Yeah.
She's a friend of mine. I used to play hockey with her. I don't want to pay her rent every month so she can get a new Vespa in the car version.
Oh, yeah.
It's completely astonishing. Oh, my God. You're some dickhead. You've no idea what she needs that car for. She's not running an ambulance service. She's not going freelance for St. John's. I literally just got that.
Really?
This is outrageous. You've no idea. I don't care if she is driving to Aleppo, okay, and single-handedly navigating her way across Central Europe to rescue people from war-torn areas.
Mm.
Well, okay, maybe we draw a line there.
Yeah,
that's what it was for, I'd probably donate the wing mirror or something. You know, I put a few snids up the exhaust. Fair enough. But like, less than that, and it's completely and utterly outrageous. This whole idea that it's just like us being old stick in the muds for wanting to wait until the wedding day.
No, you're not a fogey for, like, you know, following a tradition of gift giving.
If I go into JD Sports now across the road, firstly, I'll have to endure the aural torture of walking into a JD Sports because they've got music that wouldn't be played to prisoners in Guantanamo because it would be deemed to be too much of a breach of the UN Code of Human Rights. Honestly, the worst concoction of trap music with grime that's ever known in the history of recorded sound.
It's the most overstimulating place in the entire world.
I hate JD Sports. I also, you ask somebody to get you a shoe and it takes them longer than it does to go for a piss in a Wetherspoons.
That's very true.
Yeah, dog, I'll be back in a sec. Don't call me dog, just get me the size 9. Comes up 17 minutes later, like, hey bro, any chance of those shoes? Oh yeah, yeah, we didn't have them.
Yeah.
Sorry, did you not come over to me? Oh yeah, well, I've got them in pink in a size 2. Was that okay? No, because I'm not a geisha. In heat. I mean, in training. Deviating away. But I can't go over to JD Sports and be like, yeah, I just want these size 9 Nike Airs. I'll just take them now. What I'll do is I'll pay you in a few months.
I'm with you.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I'm totally with you.
We are just losing our minds.
Mark, I'm all for democracy, people having their opinions and respecting other people's opinions. But this is a different type of delusion.
Yeah.
Anyone agreeing with that bride needs to go outside and touch some grass. 3 months beforehand asking for cash for a car. Are people reading this right? Like, they did realise that they asked for the money 3 months in advance. Like, that's absolute cheek. I can't be dealing. I'm all for people buying themselves a new car, treating themselves. But you know what you do? You go and you print off your payslips and work.
Yeah.
You get your proof of address, your electricity bill, and you walk down to the credit union and you get yourself a car loan. And then when you have your wedding, if you would do whatever you want with that money that you get in those cards. But the fucking cheek.
Oh, you think that's it? And that for me is the perfect synopsis, and we can leave it at that, because that is the answer. If for me, it's like you're trying to circumvent. Do you know what it reeks of? It just reeks of like, oh, I don't like the rules of life. They shouldn't apply to me. And the word entitlement gets bandied around a lot, usually in my presence.
usually the recipient.
I have no idea why. But yeah, it's a word that I'm entitled, arrogant. benefits from his wife. Shut up, Dad. Anyway, usually I would be allergic to using the word entitled because I think it's a word that gets bandied around too often. But I do think that this is straight up entitlement. Why is it that you feel that you could, and by the way, at the very least, inconvenience other people? I would be so awkward sending a message going, how are you, Michael, to another mate of mine, Michael. I wouldn't be awkward about inconvenience you, but, you know, hiya, Michael. Any chance of giving the 80 quid? Sorry, somebody else said, if they're giving the 300 to 400 now, how are they going to know, blah, blah, blah. I'm going, hold on, are people giving 300 to 400 euro in wedding cards?
Surely not.
You will not be getting half that.
I don't expect anything from you.
Well, I got you that really nice pen for Christmas.
You did.
What was the brand again?
Montblanc.
Sorry?
Montblanc.
Yeah. Louder from the back.
Montblanc.
Thank you. Christmas present to Michael. In lieu of a salary. Nevertheless.
Branded. Yeah, so get the tax.
Branded so I can do it on the work account. Anyway. I want to hear your thoughts. No, okay, sorry. I'm going to drop the bomb. I'm in touch with the bride.
Oh my God.
I'm going to try and get her on.
Let's go. Love it.
I'm going to try and get her on. Amazing. It's going to require a lot of work. So don't. This is not like a Jane and Kerry thing. Yeah, this is not a Jane and Kerry because it's definitely a different sort of scenario.
Yeah.
Because I think there's also a bit of curiosity on her end as to which one of the brides. So it's a bit complicated, but leave it with me. I'm going to try and get us a guest. I'm going to try and get her as a guest. I'm flabbergasted, to be honest. And I think this whole generational thing, like the bride, I'm 35.
Mm.
I know I don't look it. I look at least 42. The years haven't been kind to me, but for context, this bride is 28.
Okay.
Is that still a millennial though?
Yeah, it would be, yeah. I think 96 onwards is millennial.
Okay.
Yeah.
So look, we're not done here yet.
No.
But let me know your thoughts. Leave a comment below the app or send me a DM on Instagram. And I just think this generation, I think we're fucked. I think we're all going down the toilet. I think, I don't know if it's the internet or what, but something is eroding the very fabric of society and the social contracts that we all sort of generally speak and participate in. I just think it's crazy.
Totally agree.
If you didn't get tickets to Midlands Madness, stick your name down in the waitlist,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be first to know. Because I'm going to try and rustle up 10 tickets, basically.
Love it.
We usually get production tickets, but because I don't know anybody in the Midlands, I'm going to be able to move those. So right. There you go. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, check me out on Instagram at Megan Mark. With my sidekick here, Michael O'Malley, at Michael O'Malley. He's getting married in a couple of weeks. If you want to follow for some wedding content to his beautiful wife, Kate, fiance rather, Kate O'Neill.
Ironically, selling my car as well at the moment.
Are you selling your car? Michael's selling a car if anybody wants to buy one.
There you go.
Donny Dealey. So there you go. Guys, it's a pleasure. Favourite time of the week is talking to you, as you know. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you're having a good day. I hope wherever you are, you're feeling a little bit more sane after this. And on y va, we'll speak to you tomorrow. We're going to have to do a bonus tomorrow.
Love it. Let's do it.
Okay. On y va. Good luck.
Mark Megan's Roast Mortem. Thanks to the Breton Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. See thebreton.com.